This is 7AD, time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Going very well. All right, now, shortly we're going to talk about Qcell's new solar range. But first, an off-grid question you got from, was it Paul?
That's it, Paul and Bernie, and it's one that comes up occasionally. Paul asks, if converting a home to off-grid, should I be running DC cabling through my house and converting everything to run off DC? Well, for starters, Paul, why are you converting a home to off-grid? It doesn't make any financial sense to do this. The grid is cheap, and while it doesn't seem like it at times, it's actually getting cheaper thanks to the continued uptake and rollout of renewable energy. Well, apparently, Paul, and he was just a bit mistaken, he thought credit on his bill was the only amount his solar system was saving him. He didn't realise that was only power he didn't use that he sold back to the grid.
Right.
So with lower feed-in tariffs, he thought he was being taken for a fool, and he wanted to convert his home to become off-grid. He wanted to cut the cord.
Mm.
So we talked to him about Tariff 93, which is a tariff which allows him to use more of his solar power, and we'll be popping up in a few days to his place installing a timer on his hot water cylinder so we can turn that into the world's cheapest battery. So it'll come on during the day and soak up some of his solar,
yep.
And he'll save more by consuming more of it and exporting less of it. So exporting less of his solar energy will put more dollars in his pocket. Now, we do a lot of off-grid, Darren, as you know. I must stress, it's the cost of getting power to sites that is the financial driver to go off-grid with solar. If off-grid solar was cheap, we would all be living off-grid. And you know what, mate? Hopefully one day it is.
Yeah.
Because I, for one, would love to cut the umbilical cord. I would definitely go off-grid in town, but at the moment it would be purely for ideological reasons and wouldn't be financially foolish.
Right.
No two ways about it. Anyway, back to Paul's original question about changing his house over to DC. Now, this was actually a thing we did quite a lot of back in the early days of off-grid. With the advent of modern and efficient inverters, we don't do this anymore. DC, as hopefully some people are aware, stands for direct current. Your car operates using direct current. Also, solar panels and batteries operate using direct current. And the train of thought is, by using appliances and lights that also use DC, it'll be more efficient. And technically, it is more efficient, but it does have some serious drawbacks. So most DC appliances will be 12 volt, as they're typically drawn from the recreational vehicle market, and then they get installed in homes. And typically, they'll be dinky little appliances with no real grunt, as when you have low voltage, you also have high current, which requires big cables. So let's use an everyday device in a lot of homes, a hairdryer. This is going to be an example. They are usually around, say, 2,000 watts. That's how much power they use. And if using a 240-volt AC as the power source, they draw about 8 amps. So you can get away with a standard little skinny cable, like what you plug into a power point. Now, if we were using 12-volt DC as a power source, it would draw around 166 amps. And you'd need a cable as thick as your thumb to run it off.
Right.
Yeah, so not practical. DC cables can either be fused or protected with circuit breakers, but they're a bit crude in comparison to, say, the circuit breakers and RCDs we use in AC cables. But also due to the high current involved, if something does go wrong, it can go really wrong due to the arcing that can happen with DC. So you have less arcing with AC.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, lack of choice of appliances. It's very limited. When more people were doing this, there was more choice. But now hardly anyone's doing it. It's hard to find any quality DC appliances, and those that are available are generally meant for caravans or boats.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all we do these days is we wire up an off-grid home like a normal house, which uses AC appliances and lights, and connect up to a high-quality multi-mode inverter to run them off. So to answer Paul's question, should you be running DC through the house for off-grid solar? The answer is no. It's just unnecessary and costly.
All right, let's move on to some products now. Let's talk about Qcell.
Yeah, so look, they're our solar panel of choice these days, and if anyone follows our ads, you might have noticed when we talk about Qcells, we talk about Qpeak, Qboost, and Qmax. So for starters, they're all designed in Germany. So there are R&D centres in Germany. It's a massive sort of setup. They're all using the exact same materials and the Duo technology, which allows for light absorption behind the cells for added power. They all absolutely go gangbusters on our test arrays. So, look, what's the difference? Qpeak is our premium offering. That's the one made in South Korea. I've been through that factory not long before we all got stranded by the plague. It's very impressive. We're now into the 410 watt and 415 watt panels in the Q-Peak range. The Q-Peak has a 25-year product warranty and a 25-year power output warranty. Top of the crop out of the Q-Cells range and are our favourite panels.
What's next?
The next one you might see is the Q-Boost. Now, it's basically identical to the Q-Peak, but it's made in the Q-Cells Malaysian factory. It's got all the same technology, products, glass, cells, a lot. But here there's a 20-year product warranty and a 25-year power output warranty. Slightly less warranty, but it comes in at a better price point, so you get more bang for your buck.
Righto.
So the last is the Q-Max. Now, as I say, this is the Q-Cells entry-level solar product in Australia. It's made in the Q-Cells factory in China. They're generally a little bit smaller in wattage, so at the moment they are 385 watt and 390 watt. They have a 15-year product warranty and a 25-year output warranty. They, like all the Q-Cell panels, are super slick product as far as quality and performance. But here's the funny thing, Darren. The Q-Max panels are sold with a 25-year product warranty in Europe. But in Australia, they shorten the warranty to lower the price point, which makes this a high-end panel that is sold in Europe significantly cheaper here.
Right.
So when setting prices, manufacturers have to consider possible costs in the future, such as addressing warranties. And they wanted a cheaper panel to offer the Australian market, which, as we all know, is notoriously price-driven.
Yeah.
So this was their solution, to lower the warranty period so they could offer the product at a super competitive price point.
Right. So Tell me you got a deal.
We've got a deal. We have a deal on at the moment. And you can see it on our Facebook page. And to be honest, if you haven't liked our Facebook page, you're missing out on some really great content because we put a few news stories up there and you can sort of follow our story. But at the moment, we are doing a 17-panel, 385-watt Q-Cells Q-Max system, which is a whisker under 6.6 kilowatt of solar on a 5-kilowatt Goodwill inverter for $6,950. Or if you need finance on that, it's around $31 per week.
Right.
Yeah. So it's an absolute power bill busting deal that's affordable. It gets you into quality gear for a great price. We still do a free site inspection and quote, and we talk about what you want to achieve out of your solar system, and we design it, custom design, so it meets your needs.
So is that big enough to, is that powerful enough to fit like an average family home?
Yeah. So it's easy enough to get on majority of homes. It's going to make a really big dent in your winter bill. It's going to go absolutely bonkers during summer. Look, if you was going to put an electric vehicle on, at some point it would help. But generally, when we start talking electric vehicles and big loads and batteries and stuff, you probably want to talk a bit more solar.
But, yeah, right.
But look, for an entry-level system that's really going to make a huge difference on your power bill, that's the one to get into.
All right, DMS Energy, 1300 502 599, to find out more about that Q-Cell range and that special on at the moment. Or you can drop it in, see them at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. Have a look at the web and the Facebook, as you mentioned. And back to, was it Paul's question? Yeah. So if you have any questions, just send them through the Facebook, right?
That's right, mate. Love to hear from you, and we're happy to answer any questions you've got on air.
Good stuff. Talk to you next week.
Cheers, Darren.